It was a door, let into the broad oak trunk low down. Ruggam traced the word carved on it with his digging claw.
Well, you wonders what he word do say, Bick?
Bickle shrugged.
I don't know. Open a door if us get soaked and drowned.
Moss, soil and dead vegetation had built up under the door. Ruggam found a stout stick and levered at it whilst Bickle shoved hard. The door scrunched against the ground as it gave way, fraction by fraction, opening inward. Groaning rusty hinges popped free and the whole thing heeled crazily. This left a space through which they could both enter. Some Gowsim shrews who had been on their way to visit Redwall met up with Skipper and his two otters as they entered the fringes of Mossflower. Spiky-furred little creatures, with coloured headbands and short kilts, they all carried rapiers in their broad belts. Gowsim were known by the initials of their kind, Guerrilla Union of Shrews in Mossflower, and they were traditional friends and allies of Redwall Abbey. Their chieftain held the title Logalog. He was always the toughest and wisest of the shrews. Skipper saluted them cheerily, hugging the leader affectionately.
Ha ha ha! Logalog grew, you old stream wumper! You're just the lad we're looking for. I bring ye a message from the abbot.
Grew and his 20 shrews listened, as Skipper told them of the two lost dibbins. They agreed to help with the search, one of them piping up from the back.
We'll find the little snips, and old Gooch the Cook will reward us with double helpings of everything. Yum, yum.
Logalog Grew cast a severe eye over the speaker.
I'll reward you with a pair of box deers, me laddo. We don't need no rewards for helping friends. That ain't the Gowsim way.
Skipper chuckled.
No offence, mate. I know what your pal meant. We'll all get double helpings if and we find the dibbins. Come on.
They struck off into the woods and soon picked up a trail. Ruggam and Bickle stayed in the entranceway of the hole, from which an old flight of steps ran down into the darkness beyond. Neither felt brave enough to venture any further. They stood in the doorway where it was sheltered from the rain.